Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, you can back us on Patreon at patreon.com/Ragnarok.
All the cool people do.
Hey, listeners. Ryan here. If you want to chat with us, be sure to join us on our brand new Discord server. The link is available on our social media. So click the link and then press 3 to tell Eric to shut up.
We here at Ragnarok would like to thank the following patrons. Chados.
Steve Ariza.
Michael Davis.
Steven Vest.
Brownie Davis.
Wee Willie Wilson.
Wheelchair Jim.
Savarik.
James Burns.
Boy Harkin.
Michael Drescher.
And several bats.
Thanks, y'all.
Thank you.
And we're recording. Hello, everyone. And welcome to a Ragnarok actual play. Tonight, we are playing Crash Pandas, a game about street racing raccoons by Grant Howitt. We've played other Grant Howitt games.
Yeah. Which ones are Grant Howitt?
Honey Heist.
Oh, I figured Honey Heist.
And that one where you were all woodland creatures trying to avenge the witch. The witch is dead. That's what it was called.
Right.
But tonight, we're playing Crash Pandas. So our players tonight are Chris and Eric. They are playing street racing raccoons.
Oh, so we don't get to introduce ourselves.
I am. You do.
No. Too late. I was introduced by Alex.
Oh. Yeah, nice.
All right. So they're on the Los Angeles street racing scene. Chris, why don't you tell us more about your raccoon?
I don't know why you do it.
Because I don't remember that shit. I didn't write any of it down.
Here, I wrote it down.
I can't read.
Probably not.
Wow.
Handwriting's atrocious. All right. So my raccoon is named Rant the Raccoon. Rant is a country raccoon who moved to the big city to find better competition on the racing scene. He wants to be known as the world's greatest racing raccoon. his items are a dog mask and a lit cigar.
All right, and Chris? I mean, Eric?
My name is Rant the
Raccoon. All right. I'll be playing Rick the Raccoon.
Stupid name.
His items are cough syrup and a balloon. Rick's father was a famous circus raccoon. He moved with the greatest of ease and wanted his son to follow in his footprints. Rick liked food too much and decided not to do that. He still had the drive for success, though, but was too fat to earn it in any other physical means, so he turned to driving. Also, he stole a balloon from the circus, and he has allergies.
Okay.
That's why I have the cough syrup. I tied both my items in.
I like one of the items you could have had is a spare tire.
Damn.
And the little flavor is repair flats or upgrade your car to have 5 wheels.
Oh!
In parentheses, fast!
I like that.
Okay.
See if we can get a 5th wheel for our car.
Mm-hmm. So, man. Let me ask you first, how do you guys find out about upcoming races?
Twitter.
Okay. Okay. How do you access Twitter?
Raccoons have fingers, and I have a phone.
It's not one of your items.
It's
a cell phone is one of the items, and you do not have.
We're friends with a woodpecker. Who
there you go.
Okay, what's your woodpecker friend's name? Not Woody.
Damn it! I'm going home.
No, don't be stupid, Eric. Chili Willy.
All right. So. Where do you guys live when you're not racing?
France.
Probably in our van.
Yeah, it's
okay. So where do you park it?
Walmart.
Alright. You guys are in a Walmart.
Yeah.
You guys are in a Walmart parking lot.
Should it be Kmart?
There really aren't any Kmarts around anymore. There are some.
There's one in LA, I bet.
Do you want it to be Kmart?
What other marts are there? Walkmart. Let's park at the Walkmart.
How about the S Mart?
Okay.
Shop Smart. Shop S Mart.
What was that from again?
Evil. Return. No, Army of Darkness.
I could have sworn I heard it somewhere else.
It's from Army of Darkness. Yeah. Shop Smart. Shop S Mart.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you guys are in the Wall Kmart parking lot.
You're S Mart.
The Wall Kmart's parking lot.
Well, it's a very complicated name.
Yeah. You're chilling out. Explain your vehicle to our listeners.
Oh, it's a giant blue van with flames on the side, and it also, flames by the front wheel, and it also reads by above the back wheel, Stinky's Diaper Cleaners and has a picture of a diaper and a fly. A picture of a fly, not an actual fly. Although, there probably some actual flies.
All right.
Take a picture of it if you want.
We could. We'll take
it. And then you can put it on Twitter and our raccoons can find out about races.
So you guys are in your car, in the back of your van, chilling out, and you hear the customary... that you know is Chilly Willy tapping on your door. Hey, guys! Guys, open up! I got some news!
Yeah, yeah, come in the window.
Chilly Willy flies into the window.
Literally? Like
he flies in through the window.
Oh, thank goodness.
He's got a cigarette in his beak. He's clutching a phone in his tiny woodpecker talons. I've been checking the tweets! There's a race coming up tonight!
Oh, good. I can't wait to win another one.
I don't know. This one's going to be tough.
Perfect.
We're tough raccoons, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I got a 4 in Rotund today.
Plus, sometimes people think we're a dog.
Well, that's good.
That's just you. Because
this is the dog race in Leeds.
Finally, a real use for this dog mask.
You better watch out. Dogs don't always like other dogs.
Well, they don't like raccoons either.
Oh, I wouldn't know about that. I'm not a raccoon.
What the hell are you then?
I'm a woodpecker.
All right.
Yeah, don't you see his long beak and what, you know, like, is pointing out over there? Come on. What else is he going to use it for? To peck? Not peck things?
Oh, I love pecking things. By the way, you got anything I can peck?
Don't peck my balloon. That would be a problem.
Oh. It looks like it'd be really good to peck.
Oh, well, you probably could. It would just be a one-time thing.
We've got some pickled peppers.
I don't really know if I could peck a pack of pickled peppers.
You're welcome.
All right, well, the race is going to kick off at midnight. It starts at the intersection of Grant Street and Orchard Boulevard.
Okay. Orchard like the flower or orchid like the flower? Orchard like the plant farm.
I don't know. I don't know what words mean. I just read them.
Yeah, me either. Clearly.
I drink a little bit of my cough syrup. I have a tickle in my throat.
Oh, well, that's the good stuff you're drinking.
Good. That's why I picked it.
I blow smoke from my cigar into his face.
All right, no, well,
Eric's face.
Oh, okay.
Eric drinks the cough syrup. See? Cough, drinks the syrup. Ah, much better.
Oh, no. You know I don't make me waste all of this. Come on. I need it for the race.
All right, well, good luck, guys. Maybe I'll see you there.
You better.
You'll be our eye in the sky.
Okay. Chilly Willy flies out the window.
See, he's flying right there. I wasn't lying. He's flying.
That's what he
flew.
I was saying, because he could be our eye in the sky. He's up in the sky. We're not in the sky. We can't fly.
You didn't need to explain that.
I did anyway. It's what I do. I explain every joke I make for the most part. Unless my player forgets.
Alright, we're breaking the fourth wall all over. So what do you guys... are you going to do anything to prepare for tonight's race?
I'm going to smoke my cigar.
Well, obviously.
I'm going to touch up the flame paint on the side of the car.
Okay.
This way it's nice and fast.
Okay. Make a rotundity roll.
So I roll a number of
D6 equal to whatever your number in that is.
Okay, and if I can relate it to my origin of wanting to be the best car racer there is, I can write another one, right?
Sure.
Alright. And 4 or more is bet is succeed.
Indeed.
4 to 5.
Okay, 2 successes. The flames on your car look even better than they did before.
It's gonna go faster now.
They like go half like to the middle of the van, of the truck, and normally a truck isn't what people would use for street racing.
Oh, but it's good.
Yeah, it just feels faster now. Rick, is there anything you would like to do?
You said the balloon to lift me, right?
Well, it could lift a normal raccoon. It might be able to lift you.
You can just sort of hover.
All right, because I was going to think of trying to scout the competition and keep an eye. Like, I'll also be an eye in the sky, I guess.
Okay.
But I want to scout the competition and see if I can learn any of their tricks and such.
All right, roll chutzpah.
All right. I only have 1d6, so.
Those long-necked dogs are in a convertible.
1, 2.
What do you roll?
He's only got 1 6-sided die.
Oh, okay. So nothing above 4?
Although,
I guess I could give him some.
Can I tie in my father being a circus raccoon into this?
Flying, sure.
Even though I don't want to.
Yeah.
2.
So nothing above 4?
Right.
Alright.
1, 2, 2, 2.
So you, while Rand is painting aside, you climb up to the top of your truck, and clutch your balloon in your little hand, and run with all your little raccoon speed and jump and grab onto the rope.
I don't have a lot of raccoon speed. I have a lot of 3 of 1.
Well, I said all your raccoon speed. And then just slowly float to the ground. Oh. Like 10 feet away from the truck.
Maybe I shouldn't have eaten that last half donut.
So unfortunately you are not able to scout out your competition.
It's alright, it's really comfortable right here. I'm just gonna lie down for a moment.
Would you like to try anything else?
No.
I think we're good.
Okay. Midnight rolls around.
Oh wait, can I eat something out of the garbage?
Yes.
For sustenance?
You do.
Do I have to roll for it?
No, you just tell me what you eat out of the garbage.
An immaculate ham sandwich.
All right, someone threw out an immaculate ham sandwich.
All right.
And I guess while we're looking through the garbage for things, can I find a few more White Owl cigars?
Sure. You find a few more cigars.
I think White Owls are dumpsters are the best place for them.
Yeah.
Right, Gracie? Yeah, you like dumpster cigars.
I'm sure she does.
Because he's always smoking.
Yep. It's a real problem. I've been trying to get it quick. I've been
getting away from all my things.
Gracie, what are you doing?
Well, there's plenty of things for her to lick or knock over.
Yeah. She did lick the rim of your glass.
Yeah, that was fun to watch.
Okay.
I don't want to tell you, but that's a better man.
What?
I said I didn't want to tell that Gracie looked through the cup.
Oh, Chris?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that. I was talking to you.
Oh.
Yeah, no, Gracie didn't get mine. She tried to.
I couldn't see her.
It looks like she did, but...
She got yours.
I moved her away in time.
All right.
She definitely did get yours, though.
Wow.
Delicious.
So, you guys...
I didn't even know Cups was here.
Yep.
You guys pull up to the corner of Grant Street and Orchard Boulevard.
I broke the word for you, too.
You did.
What other kind of dogs are racing with us?
Well, there's a whole bunch of people milling around. And you don't see any dogs, but you see people wearing dog masks.
And those are dogs.
Why would anyone do that?
And there's 3 other cars lined up.
What kind of dog masks are they wearing?
One of them, what kind of dog mask are you wearing?
Mine's Gracie.
Oh, okay. One of them is wearing a husky mask.
Odin.
Yep. One of them is wearing a poodle mask.
I don't know any poodles.
And one of them is wearing a creepy, fetish dog mask.
I don't have any creepy fetish dogs. Thank God.
I was doing a story about a pet Halloween parade the other week.
Uh-oh.
And so I needed a picture of a dog in costume to go with it.
You found a gimp?
I went to Getty Images,
yeah,
and I typed in dog in costume.
Well, you shouldn't have gone to like a gas station's thing. It wasn't going to help.
And I got so many pictures of men dressed as dogs in weird leather dog masks. I'm like, no, not dog costume.
You should have snuck it in, seen if anyone would notice. And also get fired.
I'm pretty sure they would have noticed because it would have been the top thing on the page.
you know what? I don't think you would have gotten fired, though. You could probably say, oh, shit, I downloaded the wrong image. Let me fix that.
No, because I would have to download it and then purposefully upload it to our site.
Yeah. You accidentally downloaded the wrong one, and then without looking at it again, you uploaded it.
And then you went on vacation for 3 weeks.
Yeah, okay. But there are 3 other cars lined up. Let's get them on the map here.
All right. Oh, don't we have to draw like a road or something?
Well, right now it's just a straightaway. So nice. Just imagine this whole thing is the road.
Oh, does this one tick dastardly?
No. You don't know. You don't know who
I
the
hope
other...
so, because we're going to beat him.
You don't know who the other racers are. So if you want, you guys can try to do some recon to figure out who the competition is.
Try
again.
All right.
It's still gonna be chutzpah because you're carrying off a scheme.
Am I using my balloon like I tried to last time?
Up to you.
The balloon didn't work out so well. I'm gonna keep the balloon in a safe place and try to just kind of quietly skulk around the shadows and try to hear what I can from these guys.
Okay. So your backstory does not help with
no.
that.
A 6, a 4, and a 3, so 2 successes.
Okay. So you skulk around.
I hide in some particularly round shadows.
Yes. you hide in the shadow of many garbage piles.
It's the shadow of a bowling ball.
I'm picturing that gif with the fat raccoon rolling down the hallway.
I haven't seen that, but I need to.
I mean... It does what it says on the tin, but it's a good one.
Yeah, and I'm going to look it up, too. Pat Raccoon rolling down a hall.
Ryan, when you're listening to this, post that GIF with the episode.
I'll send it.
Oh, it's right there. Pat Raccoon rolling down a hall. Raccoon with fitting music. Should I play that, or
sure.
do I not?
As long as it's not copyrighted.
I have no idea.
Or longer. How long is it?
15 seconds.
Yeah, that's fine.
Let's see. This is the best part for the listeners.
I think we get like 30 seconds.
I see the GIF and I hear the song. It is the right song.
So that's kind of what I'm picturing.
I love it.
Okay. So, you learn the names of your competitors. The one in the red car wearing the husky mask is Draxon. Well, don't write it down because it's going to change. I mean, you can, but...
I already wrote down Dra, so...
All right, so that's Draxon.
Oh, I spelled it wrong. I put a T in it.
The one that looks like Captain America is Pill.
But what mask does he have?
He has the poodle mask. And the one in the Batmobile is Runklebim.
What? Oh, he's the Gimp.
You don't know if it's a he or a she.
It's the Gimp.
The fetish mask.
Have the balls. Do you spell wrinkled in?
Runklebim. Duh.
Really? Bim? I thought it was dim.
Runklebim.
Yes. Runklebim.
Does it spell anything weird backwards? Okay, no.
No, I don't know. I just made it up.
Maybe.
And backwards, it spells
Mibblekistner.
Mibblekistner.
The thing I said.
Yeah, but you had an S in there.
But the C could be a soft C.
That's true. It is after a K instead of before a K.
Let's send him a picture of the diaper car.
All right. So that's what you find out from your snooping.
All right. I got the names, all of them, even the hard to pronounce one.
How is that going to help us?
Well. You know, in case they win, we blackmail them and we take the prize.
Okay.
All right. So, grab one index card to represent your car.
This car is going to represent our car.
Well, no, because you have to keep... not to represent your car, to keep track of your car stats.
Okay.
So remember, your car has 10 hit points.
10 hit.
And it starts each time at speed 0.
Spoon 0. That's full spoon.
Alright, so you guys ready to start racing?
Yeah, I think so.
Alright, so a woman in a short skirt.
I gotta leave.
What?
So you knocked the table and our car rolled slightly ahead of the others.
a woman in a short skirt holding a bright red rag steps out into the street in front of the four racers. Everyone's revving their engines and getting ready to go.
I'm going to stick my head out the window and howl like a dog.
The others imitate you.
You guys.
Leader of the pack.
Everyone's getting ready. So as a reminder, the way it works is you choose one of the actions that your car can do. Brake, turn left, turn right, accelerate, use an item, or action. And you pick a D6 and set it to the number that you want it to, that you want,
yeah.
And cover it. And then at the same time, you reveal them.
Okay.
And then they're carried out in order from lowest to highest. And then I choose one player to move the car in accordance with the raccoon's actions. I'm the final arbiter of this. You also move the other cars around to react to what's going on.
Grind the bagel.
How stupid of racers should we be? I think we should be pretty good racers.
Like decent.
I don't think our first move should be turn right.
Should be brake.
They'll never see it coming.
This way we can crash into Braxton.
Yeah. That's exactly what you want to do in a race. Crash.
Yeah.
All right, so gentlemen, pick your dice.
Now that's consult.
Nope. So you set it to what you want and keep it secret. Keep it safe.
Let's see. Yeah, I'm set.
But put it on the table and cover it.
Well, I was going to just put it on the table when it was time to go.
That's what I was
all right.
To do. But
all right, so.
With its own rules.
3, 2, 1, race!
We both picked the 5.
All right, so you both accelerate. So,
Rome! Goodbye.
Oh, wow, you flew away. All right, so.
Clear the eye in the sky.
All the cars take off. So you know what? I'm going to, for this first one, I'm just going to make lines.
Can the last line be dotted?
Damn it.
So you want to get off. So this is the opening stretch. You want to get off the paper. This is just the starting. So you're at speed 2. So move yourselves up 2. Nope, that's 3.
Close enough. It's like the same now.
Yeah.
That's up to 2. Okay.
You move 2.
Yeah, you're right.
Everyone else takes off after you the same way.
We do a better recorder.
Yeah, I cheated, so that's got to count for something.
No. Oh. So, next round, pick your dice. Oh, no, wait, at the end of each round. So, Mark, your speed is 2. So, I roll 2d6. For each die that shows a 1, which is none of them.
Yes.
You take 1 damage for each 4+, which is also none of them. I rolled a 2 and a 3. You get a success. So you just speed ahead. Pick your dice again, gentlemen.
What happens if one of us picks left and one of us picks turn right?
Well, you it resolves in order, so you would turn left and then turn right again.
Let's see.
All right. 3, 2, 1, race! 6.
We both
action!
Mm-hmm.
So, what is your action?
Now, Chris, you're the one that, in the driver's seat, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess, Eric, you're on the pedals?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, because you're raccoons.
Oh, right. Then I ruined my action idea I had.
You can't both be sitting in seats.
No.
That's right. And I forgot which side of the car I was on, so there's that.
All right. So
wait, I know what I'll do.
Okay.
I'm gonna get Chili Willy to come. How big is a woodpecker?
7 feet tall.
Like that. They're not very big.
Tyler can't carry a diaper.
No.
So I'm gonna give him my lit cigar to go drop in into Draxon's car.
How are you gonna call Chili Willy?
With my Chili Willy call. I just stick my head out the window and I make a sound like a woodpecker.
So make a sound like a woodpecker.
Yeah, come on, man.
I don't know what a woodpecker sounds like.
Well, then how are you going to call him?
Rant knows.
Just make the sound.
Whatever.
Woodpecker.
All right, so your action is calling him.
Yeah. Okay.
So you hold your cigar out the window. Woodpecker.
Guys, close the windows. We're gonna have all the woodpeckers all after.
Rick.
See, my idea was gonna be to splash some cough syrup out of the window into the guy next to us's eyes, but.
Well, that would be use item.
Oh, right.
Oh. Should mine be use item?
Yes, it should, actually.
Alright. So next time it will be. This time I just called the bird.
Alright, yeah, so that's your action.
I don't know what to do then.
Alright, so you do nothing.
Drink some cough syrup.
Yeah, I'm gonna drink
that's
some
use cough. Item.
I'll think about drinking cough syrup.
Okay. So you guys stay there. As these cars pull ahead.
Oh, I thought accelerate meant like we kept at that speed.
Your speed. Oh, okay. Yeah, your speed is 2.
Yeah, so we won't be like yeah. No, and that's just.
That. So they stay with you as you're going. So let's see. So your speed is still 2. Oh, 2 successes, 2 5s. So what would you like to spend your successes on? You could streak ahead, run chumps off the road, but only if you've made contact with them, which you haven't. Dual cool tricks, find or create a better route through the streets of Los Angeles.
Maybe we should find a better route.
Sure. That'd make us go a lot, get a big lead.
All right, what's your route?
Well, we don't know what the map is after this anyway.
Well, just say what you're...
There's an alleyway... That's big enough to fit our van. And we know, because we're raccoons and we're often in alleys.
Okay.
Yeah.
That, getting through that alleyway without incident will get us, ahead onto the road we need to be faster than they can just take the regular route.
So, is the alley to your left or to your right?
Alley's probably at home and running.
To the left, because then none of the other ones can take that shortcut either.
Okay. So yeah. Next round. So you have an alley.
So that's not true. They could all take it too, but if it's to the right, we'd have to cut all of them off.
All of our vans in the alley to the left. You must not know about me. You must.
Shut up.
I hate.
All right, so it's race time, gentlemen. So you have an alley off to your left that you know will be a shortcut. What do you do?
Okay,
I'm gonna put mine down. I know exactly what I'm gonna do.
Okay. And they're gonna resolve an order. I'm pretty sure I know what.
Oh wait, in what order? From number 1 to number 2, number 6?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
And race!
Yeah.
Okay. So, the car turns left.
Oh, wait, should I have also turned left so you have 60 degrees left?
We're going to crash.
And you accelerate.
Turn left.
All right, so, yeah, move yourself. So you veer off that way as the other cars go speeding off down the straightway.
They fell off the paper and died.
Yep. That's exactly what happened.
Ready.
So you're careening down this alley with a speed of 3 now.
Yeah. Good alley speed.
But you got a success. So what would you like to use your success for?
Maybe we find something cool along the alley, something useful that could...
Oh. Wait, about at the end of the alley, there's a fruit cart that we're going to plow through, and it's going to spray fruit all over the race pathway.
Okay.
So all of the other kart racers will have to avoid fruit. All
right, so this is going to be our alleyway now. So that's where you start. This is your fruit cart. There's a big dumpster.
One big pepper.
Over there.
It's a banana, Eric.
And there's a garbage pail over there. And over here. So you gotta be careful. So if you... So let's say this is 3 lanes.
What is this?
That's a dumpster.
Dumpster, okay.
So there's a dumpster, garbage pails, and that's your fruit stand. Or your chili pepper stand.
That's a banana.
No, it's not. Oh, now it is. Okay.
What?
It's orange.
Yeah, I was going to say grape.
Oh, well. It is a grape, I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right, so your speed right now is 3.
Okay.
So you guys are careening down this alley. So, race time, gentlemen.
Okay.
You called the woodpecker before, and he's just kind of following you now.
Oh, okay. And I'm gonna use this. Wait. This number.
Alright.
Breaking?
We might be going a little too fast. And this
we're racing!
Yeah, but there's dangers in the alley.
Alright. So, you slow down from 3 to 2. So you hit the brakes a bit, and you use your item. So you hold your cigar out the window, and Chilly Willy swoops down and grabs it in his beak and flies off.
Hell yeah.
Alright. Racing to... Oh, no. Your speed is 2. Ooh, that's another success. Damn.
Nice.
Maybe,
Do we have to use it immediately?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe we hit... We, like, kind of sideswipe the garbage can and something useful happens to fly into the window.
Why would we sideswipe it when we can just reach out and grab?
I can't reach out and grab.
I could.
Sure, what do you grab?
Yeah, there's something useful on top of the garbage can. You reach out and get it.
What's useful? What do we get?
Something to throw on another driver's windshield or something. A tomato.
A dirty diaper?
Well, we've got a truck full of those, I imagine.
No, you have a truck. They're not full of dirty diapers.
It's Stinky's Diaper Cleaning Service. We clean diapers.
No, that's just the truck you have.
I think that we clean diapers. How often do we get money?
Down the side.
By winning races.
Well, we need money for gas and to fix our car. I think we clean diapers on the side.
I mean, I don't think raccoons are known for holding down steady jobs.
Yeah, but we're also better. not known for racing that much.
Yeah, but what about dogs?
No, that's fair.
Okay, then, yeah, a diaper.
Okay.
What are we going to do with that?
You'll see.
All right.
Clean it.
You're halfway through the alley. The fruit stand is coming up ahead of you. Gentlemen, race.
Which way do we need to go out of the alley? Is the road going perpendicular to the alley, I guess?
Yeah, you have to make a left out of the alley.
Okay. I just wanted to know that.
Okay. I think I figured out what Eric's going to do.
Who knows? Maybe I could be fooling you.
Why would you do that?
Because I'm the wild card.
Wild card!
All right. Reveal!
Yes.
Oh, wait a minute.
Okay.
What do you mean, wait a minute?
Maybe we shouldn't turn so soon.
You shouldn't have.
No, you go up 2 and then you turn, right?
No, we go in the other order.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah, stupid, Eric.
So you go left and grind against a dumpster. And then accelerate forward, and now you're off course for the fruit carts. You have to fix that. So you take... your car takes 1 damage.
I blame Ryan.
Why? You're the one who turned left into a dumpster.
Yeah, but if Ryan didn't give us the mic, we wouldn't be playing right now.
Sure. Your speed's 3. So roll 3 dice.
Oh, we did accelerate.
Yeah, Chris accelerated. But that's 3 successes.
Alright, well...
we find the truck healing thing.
Yeah, the diaper's filled with lug nuts and a wrench. Well, can we correct our course as one of the successes?
No, that's more of a driving thing. They're for difficult and impressive feats.
That would be difficult and impressive.
Yeah.
We're driving right toward the wall and we don't hit it. Very impressive.
Very impressive. Very
impressive. Okay. You know what? Sure.
Yes.
So instead of careening that way, look out, Gracie. You hit the dumpster, but then you like bounce off of it. So you're back on course.
All right.
So just note, you will take damage when you hit the fruit stand.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, fair.
All right, so one more, gentlemen. Let's race.
We shouldn't turn.
I think we should
at
turn
this point
because we kind of move and turn, or do we just turn and then move?
Well, you would turn. If you turned first, you would miss the fruit stand. You change your course and as you're for moving forward.
Okay, I have an idea. All right.
So we're going to move forward, and then our things will happen.
No. Your things happen as you move. So if you turn, you turn to avoid a thing.
Okay,
Well, what if we want to turn out of the alley and not avoid anything, just turn?
Well, I mean, once you get out, you'll be turning back onto the street. Like, that's just part of the story. You're turning back onto the course.
So we don't need to say, turn left to turn back onto the course?
No.
Okay, well, I know what I'm putting down.
Okay. I had a couple cigars, right? I found some before.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. What do you got? A 4 and a 1. So Eric breaks, and Chris...
Lights another cigar.
Okay. So you feel Rick hit the brake as you crash into the fruit stand, and you light your cigar, so that drops your speed to 2.
Are we taking damage, I guess?
You take 2 damage.
2?
You take damage equal to speed.
Oh, okay.
Because you're crashing head-on into a thing.
That's 3 damage taken already.
And your speed drops to 0, so you slow down, but you're ahead of the competition, and the road behind you is full of fruit.
And Chili Willy's going to drop a lit cigar on one of them.
Which one is Chili Willy dropping a lit cigar on?
Draxon.
Draxon? Oh, man. All right.
I hate that guy.
Because he's got the
sure, he's got a convertible, yeah.
Although the other one, the motorcycle, that would be all right, too.
It's actually
but that's
a car.
Captain America. You want to do that?
He's actually driving a car. It's just represented by a motorcycle.
Oh, okay.
Gracie.
Actually, we'll say...
Weird how his car has a sidecar.
We'll meet in the middle. It's one of those, like, 3-wheel cars.
Okay.
Can he be riding a motorized penny farthing?
Sure.
You know, the big wheel in front, the little wheel in back.
I know what a penny farthing is. I don't think they make motorized ones of those.
Well,
this guy did.
Yeah, that's true. It's
souped up. So make a chutzpah check, Chris, to see how well Chili Willy carries out your plan.
Okay. And this is... Can this be with my origin because it's for racing? I want to be the greatest racer, and if my opponent falls out of the race, it helps.
Yeah, but you're cheating, which doesn't make you the greatest racer.
Maybe it does. Depends on how you define great.
And that's how I'm defining it, so no.
We could use the Miz definition of great.
Awesome.
6 and 2, so 1 success.
Alright, so 1 success. So you look in the rearview mirror as Chili Willy drops the cigar into Draxon's car, and he swerves a bit, and the other two move out of the way and swerve around him. So Draxon falls to 4th.
Nice.
So you guys have a bit of a lead. It's still early in the race, though, and you're coming up. You're coming up at a busy intersection. So why don't we...
Probably, like, here and here and, like...
Well, actually, wait.
There?
So instead...
Kind of?
Nope. 1 sec. We're going to move this paper. We're going to put it this way. Sorry.
This way is a mirror of a gray room.
Hey, where'd my other die go?
Eric has it.
Oh, I hate Sorry. You, Eric.
Instead of 5 veins that way, it's 3 this way, but, there's a car there, there's a car here, and there's a car here.
So I guess we're here?
Yeah, so you're all kind of being funneled into this right now. So you've got a little bit of a lead on them. So that's what it's like right now. So you have to dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge. So right now your speed's 0.
Okay.
So gentlemen.
And we want to go this way?
No.
This way?
No. This way.
Oh, across the intersection?
Yes.
And are these cars moving or are they parked?
Well, they're moving, but for our purposes right now, they're stationary.
Okay.
You're moving fast enough that they're stationary, but you have to get through them.
So next turn, will they be in different positions?
No.
Okay.
They're not good cars. I bet I'm doing the car then.
Okay, I guess.
LA traffic.
This is the car you said?
Yes.
Okay. 1, 2, 3 cars.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll flip to a different piece of paper next time.
All right. I mean, yeah, we can turn on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Gentlemen. Race. What do you got? 2 and 5.
We're turning early, Chris.
Oh, shit. We go in order.
Yep.
Damn it. Because they'd want to also accelerate, because then we'd accelerate into that car. Or we wouldn't have time to turn.
Well, for now, you turn, bam, right into the car, which stops you. So you take 1 damage.
We're already stopped.
And then
wait,
we accelerate.
Take damage up to our speed. Our speed is 0.
Yeah, exactly. Our speed is 0.
Oh, no, no. You take damage up to your speed.
And how do we go left if we're not driving? Our speed's 0.
Well, you're driving. You're just not driving excessively fast.
Well, I crashed this into a car. That's good.
Yep. So you take 1 damage.
Yep, I marked it already.
And you're sort of reset back there.
And then we accelerate.
That stops you because you crashed into another car.
Right, and the next thing we do is accelerate.
Right, but you can't accelerate because you just crashed into a car.
No, I think we can. We just push the car.
Okay. So you push forward, and you're there. Your speed is still 0. You've caused a bloody collision. Mm-hmm. These guys catch up. They accelerate forward. They're there. And that guy, Draxon's bringing up the rear. So, gentlemen.
So where is the car that we just pushed?
It is now like this.
Okay.
Because you hit it that way.
Yeah. Right.
So if you just drive straight, you're probably going to hit it again. But it might be more of a glancing blow.
So clearly we have to turn left.
No, left. Oh, yeah. All right. So you're going to probably... All right. Okay. All right.
Let's see him. All right. So you turn right, and action.
Are we still at 0 speed?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm gonna huck my diaper at the guy next to us. Pill. It's gonna have to be out of the window and over the van into him.
Okay. Roll chutzpah. Actually, you could give. I would take either chutzpah or ferociousness.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. They're both 2. Nice. 6 and a 4. 2 successes.
All right. So, they're speeding past you because they're just going straight, and all of a sudden, Pill just has this dirty shit-filled diaper crash into his car. So he goes careening. Let's see.
Wait, that was a pretty good success. How about through his open window and into his face?
Well, he has an open top. It lands on him.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right. He has a... Oh, no. He was the one that...
He's in a penny farthing.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right. The penny farthing.
Right. Yeah. But...
Really got to fuck it up.
But, Runklebim got a 6. So Pill's like about to crash into him, and Runklebill just goes and swerves.
Who's Runklebill?
Runklebim.
Okay.
So Pill is now there. He's in a bad spot. Runklebim managed to get to a safe spot. And what did you do, Eric? 3?
I turned.
Turned right. So you...
We still got a little bit of...
Yeah, so you like pull in behind Pill there.
We're coming for you, Runklebim.
And then Draxon pulls into the intersection there.
You turned right?
Yeah, because otherwise we would have gone and pushed more into
the car.
So
your speed is still 0?
Yeah.
All right, so we don't roll dice. All right, it's race time, gentlemen.
All right. I think we've got to do this. Wait, is it the right one? Yes, okay.
Ooh, shoot. Let's see. I don't know what Chris is doing.
We're not allowed to confer, or I tell you.
Right, I know.
This would be so much crazier with more people.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what you got. 4 and 5. So Eric's going to use an item, and Chris is going to accelerate. So Eric,
taking a hit of my cough syrup.
Okay. So Rick takes a plug from his cough syrup as Rant accelerates. So,
I guess technically, Rick is accelerating too, since he's on the pedals.
True, yeah. So, shouldn't be such weird names. Runkle Bim. Runkle Bim is still speeds ahead.
What? Runkle Bim is a classic
they're,
name.
They're in first. You guys accelerate up behind him. So you're at one. Yep. Pill is stopped.
He's going to crash into that car.
So he, well, no, that's why Pill stopped. So Pill stopped. Draxid is coming up behind and is going that way to try to swerve around. But your speed is one. I got a four, which is a success. So what do you guys want to spend your success on?
Well, you know what? Could we make it that Pill crashed into that car instead?
You can't force... What I'll say is, as you drive through, you manage to skid...
Some of the remains of a fruit.
Yeah. And you kick... you manage to skid, and fruit that was on top of your car goes flying off onto him. So he does crash forward into the car, and his penny farthing takes damage.
Nice.
Should have chosen a more suitable vehicle.
Next round.
Who would have chosen that?
Okay.
Raccoons, it's time to race.
So now, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
So we were this way, yeah. And we used a right turn and made it this way.
Yep.
So a left turn, logically, would pull us straight forward again.
I would say that the turn, it would put you just, like, outside that other car
okay.
there.
Okay, I just wanted to know that.
All right, I think I figured out what Eric's doing. And I'm going to
take another swig of my...
I hope so.
All right. An action. So what's your action, Chris?
Oh, I'm going to stick my head out the window and do Woodpecker!
Okay. So...
But I stand...
Runklebim speeds off.
Never going to
pass the intersection, no. You guys pull ahead. Your speed is one.
Not so ahead of Runklebim, unfortunately.
No. Draxen manages to weave around, and Pill is backing up and turning that way. So you guys are not out of the intersection just yet.
Draxen's driving the hot dog wheel.
I got another four though. So, what do you want to spend your success on?
Oh, I forgot I had this grappling hook in the...
No, grappling hook is one of the items.
It is!
Not rolling. Yes.
We're good at guessing these.
You know what? Could you just tell us what the other items
are? Alright, so, there's the dog mask,
right.
There's duct tape, there's a fake beard and glasses.
Oh!
There's a fake ID. Use this to buy booze despite the fact that you're 2 years old and a raccoon.
2 years old? We're past the average.
Alright! Yep.
There's a flame decal. There's a grappling hook, which lets you perform sweet grapple tricks.
Yeah.
There's a lead pipe. There's
so you perform sweet lead pipe tricks.
Yep. There's a balloon. There's a banana. There's a bandit mask, which it says kind of redundant. There's a broom, the ultimate anti-raccoon weapon. Also works against people in cars. There's a cardboard box, the multi-purpose logistics and obfuscation device. There's a cassette tape.
Wait, was the cardboard box the multi-purpose?
Yes.
Okay.
There's a cassette tape, Queen's Greatest Hits, apparently. There's the cough syrup, there's a lit cigar, there's a mobile phone. Call your friends, take a picture, chew the casing. There's also a police siren. There's red paint, a spare tire, and a turbo rocket.
Oh.
Which gives you one use per race, but plus three to speed.
Damn, if only I got
this. This car right here has a turbo rocket on it that I'm going to grab as we go past.
No, well, it's too bad you can only hold two items, so.
Well, I'll throw them at the car.
No.
Turbo rocket is a way better choice.
That car does not have a turbo rocket.
I get rid of the cost here, but I'm addicted to it.
Yeah. It's the good stuff, man. So do you want, what would you like to spend your success on?
Instant win the race.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Maybe, you know, with that left turn we made, we kind of spun the wheel and got us a good skid to start turning out this way. Do we know where we need to go from here? Is there a turn here? Is there?
Not right away, so it's another straight.
Okay, so then I don't want to.
Well, right now, right now you're like
maybe we got
almost on the curb.
Maybe we got caught in the backdraft of fucking long thing.
Runklebim,
and that's giving us a little bit of added speed because he's going, and you know he's
okay.
the air resistance right. isn't so much because we're right behind him.
So add +1 to your speed.
I don't remember what our speed is.
Someone was keeping track. It was one.
Okay, now it's 2.
Yeah.
I'm mad.
It was 0, and I accelerated, and Eric never accelerates.
Yep.
And so now it's 2.
Okay.
I accelerate them.
So one more, gentlemen. One more race.
One more race? That's it?
Well, no. I mean, for this round. All right, let's see him.
Yeah.
Accelerated. All right.
Twice.
So you guys, boom, take off.
Wrong.
Draxon pulls in behind you. And Pill is way in back now. So that puts your speed at 4.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we're the fastest diaper truck.
All right, you got 1 success.
Okay. Can we use that success to be able to veer so we don't crash into the back of Runkleben and instead try to overtake him?
I'm going to say you pull up next to him.
Alongside
him. Yeah, you pull up alongside him. The other ones are behind you.
I made sure to pull it so we're on the sides of the driver's side windows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so we don't need the map right now, so... you guys pull up right next to Runklebim. You're neck and neck.
Woof, woof!
Coming up ahead of you, what would be an awesome street racing option? Oh, there's a construction site.
Oh, God.
Or it's not just, there's road work. So there's only going to be room for one of you to get through without crashing into construction equipment. Raccoons, what do you do?
Okay. Let's see.
Trying to think which action is best.
Break.
Yes.
All right, let's see him. Chris, I can't see you.
6, person. Sorry. Yeah, okay. I kind of just... You can't see, Alex. Nah. There's nose in you, though.
That's a 3, Eric?
No, it's a 2.
A 2, all
right. 3, I would have been turning right and going this way.
Yeah.
I'm trying to take him up, get in front of him.
Well, you're neck to neck, so you're just going to smash into him. And Chris, what is your action?
While we're crashing into him, I'm going to throw my lit cigar through his window and onto him.
All right. That's
into his crotch area.
That's going to be ferociousness. And your car takes 1 damage.
Oh, we're at 5 damage already.
As you like, scrape against Runklebim's car.
1 success.
Okay. And Rance just reaches and throws a cigar into Runklebim's window.
Crotch area.
Well, you only got 1 success. So you throw it into his car.
Alright.
But your speed is still 4.
It lands in his spare can of gasoline he's been carrying.
Right. 1 success. So, just a reminder, you can use your successes to do cool tricks. Streak ahead of rivals, run chumps off the road if you've made contact with them.
Oh, let's run this chump off the road then, yeah.
Okay. Alright, so how are you going to run them off the road? Just describe.
Right. Maybe we're getting up to that area that only one of our cars get into, and that contact is hitting the hood of his car.
Okay.
And we took advantage, like, he's distracted by the cigar being thrown in, and we kind of just hit the front of his car as we go in front of him, and that will probably run him into...
So that knocks him off course and into the construction.
Yeah.
And he doesn't fix it because he's too busy swatting at his crotch because there's a cigar.
Okay, so yeah. So Runklebim, you smash into him, and your car is a little bit larger, and so the front hits the front passenger
side. What
kind of
car is he driving? We know that Pell has a... Oh, he's actually in the Batmobile.
It's a replica Batmobile.
Sure.
Okay.
Man.
But you managed to just push this car to the left.
I wonder if I still have the picture that replica of Batmobile that showed up at work once.
And he goes careening into a whole bunch of those water buckets they set up as crash reducers. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I thought they were full of sand, but same deal.
I think either way. So sure, sand. He goes.
I like the bear.
Boom, he goes crashing into them and comes to a stop. The sand flies up into the air. And you guys drive through this construction site. And then a second later, you see Draxon followed by Pill coming up behind you. So you've got a lead, but they're still on your tail.
Yeah, because we have tails.
Like dogs.
I got it.
Like dogs.
Okay, so what's the next obstacle? Suburban neighborhood. We did busy intersection.
A sign that says "slow children playing."
It's a pretty funny picture of Odin. He's running through the snow, and his front legs fell in, and the rest of him didn't.
I don't know. What do you guys think? What should be the next?
We could do a paperboy. You know, the Grim Reaper.
Yeah. That's good.
Oh no, duh! The police. So you guys,
the band.
Yeah.
Damn.
They're on a flatbed truck plane sending out an SOS.
SOS.
No, so you drive through another intersection. This one's quiet. And then a second later,
that's going to be really the band.
Yeah. You see a squad car pulls out and is tailing the three of you. So what do you do? Pill and Draxon are getting closer to you. You've got the lead, but they're catching up.
I don't know. I care much about the cops. There's no law against the dog driving.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, no, there is. The dog doesn't have a license.
It's fine. When I arrest the dog, I'll pull off my mask and I'll be committed looking for a dog to find.
If you get stopped by the cops, you're not going to win the race.
That's true.
So how are you going to get them off your tail? Also, can I have a paper towel?
Why the fuck did you want that?
So I can have an apple poof.
Oh, I forgot those are right there. A cheese poof?
I just saw this stupid Batmobile picture on my phone somewhere recently. Where the hell did I find it?
Pakistan.
Oh, did you check Pakistan?
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you see the wave?
No.
He probably wasn't busy.
Do you want an apple poof?
Sure. I saw Zohaib not very long ago in Home Depot.
I guess I'll have an apple poof too, since everyone else is.
He's doing well.
Good.
He has a child.
Again?
I think one. I only saw one.
Oh, he brought it with him?
Yeah.
Whoa. It?
I don't know if it's a him or a shirt.
For a
him or a shirt. Don't get on my dates, I know pronouns.
He always plays with them in Worms.
That's right.
So what are you guys going to do about
it
the cops?
It was a boy.
So it was a him, not a shirt.
Alright.
Duh. Is this the sort of thing where we're supposed to be revealing dice, or can we consort, can blade, can talk to each other about it?
You may consort.
I think we should stop, and the cops will go flying past us, arrest the other two, and we'll be the only one left in the race, and automatic win.
But what if the cops also stop?
They won't, because they're too busy chasing the racers. They'll think they can come back and get us because we're stopped, but we won't stay stopped. Little do known to them.
I don't have any better ideas.
That's pretty sad.
None of my items could really help here unless I get rid of my cough syrup and throw it at the cops.
Oh, wait. I called the woodpecker. It should be here. Chili Willy. Maybe Chili Willy can do something for us.
Like what?
Poop on their windshield so that they can't see.
think you're overestimating the size of the raccoon, of the woodpecker here.
He ate a lot.
Yeah, he's a big woodpecker.
He ate a whole watermelon.
Plus Shelly Lloyd's a penguin. She's gonna change, kind of burn it. I know, Chili Willy's friends with crocodiles along the River Nile, which happen to live in the sewer, and he's going to tell them to pop up out of a sewer manhole cover and bite one of the cop's tires, and then it's going to crash because it only has three tires.
The funny thing about crocodiles is they're always warm as toast. They always seem to smile.
Yeah.
I mean, crocodiles don't live in the sewer, though. That's alligators, so that's not going to work.
Okay, he's right.
Damn it, the one flaw in this plan.
Well, he's frozen through and through. Maybe he can do something like that.
I don't know what you're talking about, but stop.
You really don't know?
You don't know really with his penguin? No.
Yeah, he's going to sneeze on him.
Keep it a little focused, guys.
I mean, we're talking about one of the characters in the game, Chili Willy. I'm just shocked you really don't know Chili Willy?
Who? Yeah, I'm surprised.
I mean, you knew Woody Woodpecker. They're the same cartoon, right?
Yeah, usually they were aired at the same time. It was two segments of the same show, usually.
Well, then I must have blocked Chili Willy out of my memory.
It's unfortunate.
And racist.
Well, you know how much I hate penguins. Freaking ice fuckers. So what are you doing? Wow. Cops.
See? Yeah, that's the whole song. We went through the whole song.
Yeah, I think we hit every bit of it.
With any of his theme songs.
Stop licking my pants, Gracie.
Yeah, please stop licking his pants. Eric is gross, Gracie.
Now yeah. She's licking my hands.
That's worse. Maybe. Probably.
All right, so we're going to get Chili Willy to,
drop a coconut on him.
Chili Willy knows where there's a really weak telephone wire, telephone pole, and he's going to go woodpeck the telephone pole, and it's going to fall on the cop's car.
All right, make a chutzpah roll. There's a difficulty.
Okay.
Can I make it? Oh, no, you command Chili Willy.
Yeah.
My husband's better, but you command
Chili Willy. Well, I called him over. I guess Eric could tell him what to do.
Well, Alex just says I can't.
Eric's too busy driving. It's your plan.
I'm driving. Eric's too busy pedaling. Whatever, I got a success.
No, that's not enough.
Oh.
So,
right, there was a difficulty.
Yeah, so Chili Willy flies off and starts pecking at a telephone pole. But all of you drive past it before anything happens.
Damn it!
So he doesn't fail at knocking the phone wire over.
That's true. So you all drive past it, and then you watch in the background as the telephone pole just falls over.
Timing was off.
Yeah.
Good plan, though. All right, Eric. I came up with, like, three of them. It's your turn to figure out how to get rid of the cops.
Oh, I dropped my pencil.
Tracy, don't need the pencil.
I think the Chili Willy song is copyrighted?
Yes.
Yeah, probably.
Alright. We'll have to play it for you afterwards.
do it after.
Okay, so what kind of locale are we driving in right now?
We'll say you're on a regular city street.
Chili Willy pancakes, more butter, more syrup? What is that? Alright, stay focused. We're looking for his theme song.
I mean, I think we should just try to outspeed him, honestly.
You're just going to drive fast and hope that the cops pull over one of the other ones?
Yeah, you know, they often pull over either the fastest or the slowest, and we want to be the middle.
Okay. I mean, they might call for backup, but...
Is it one cop car?
Right now.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Yeah, well, let's hope they just get pill or whatever. Well, they're probably stopped for that construction site accident.
Yeah.
Who stopped?
Oh, we don't have any sort of radio in our car, I suppose.
No.
No.
You mean like a CB radio?
Yeah.
No.
Don't diaper trucks need CB?
No, they don't.
What about the diaper radio?
Yeah.
Diaper band, you know?
You've got the diaper alarm, but that's it.
Oh, well, set that off.
No. That's when someone else rings it when they have a diaper emergency that goes off in your van.
All right, so I'll have a diaper emergency.
I'll have a diaper emergency. Chris 2018.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to roll for Pill. All
right.
And Draxon. Nope. And I'm going to roll for the police officer.
See, this is where I get the benefit over Ed, because Ed is the father and will have to change diapers. I'm the uncle. I don't have to do it.
Nope. The cop does not catch either.
I'm not the uncle of Ed's baby, by the way. I'm the uncle of my sister's baby.
And I don't have to deal with babies at all. Except Eric.
And Will.
Give me a bottle.
Alright, so just your plan to just keep driving doesn't seem to be working.
Alright,
you could take it, you could try to veer down an alley to lose them.
Yeah, I'm good with alleys.
You could try to do something in the road to make everyone stop.
Let's try. Oh, I got it. Let's find the drive-through thing that paints your car, and then we pull out. The cops won't be chasing us anymore. All the stars will be lost.
You could try to burn out it.
I don't think we should do that. We have a pretty kick-ass paint job that I just worked on. but I guess if that's the only way.
The drive-through that we pick will be our company's, the truck company's drive-through that paints. You know.
Yeah.
How all diaper companies have their own drive-through painted service.
What if we, open the back doors of our van and our collection of bowling balls comes falling out?
You don't have a collection of bowling balls.
Alright, well, it's only
one
bowling ball, yeah.
No. You don't have a bowling ball.
Alright.
You have a dog mask, you have a balloon, you have cough syrup, and you have a cigar.
Throw the cough syrup at them.
I'm addicted to it.
They might not cough anymore, though.
Fine, I'll check the cough syrup at them.
Alright, roll chutzpah.
You know what? Can I roll chutzpah to throw my cigar at the same time? And then the alcohol and the cough syrup will catch fire. And we'll throw a fireball at them.
Sure, why not?
Alright. Does this have anything to do with
one success?
No, it does not.
What about circus tricks?
Oh, yeah, is you juggling, you know? I've been around.
Alright, you can add a die.
Got a success.
Yeah, two successes here.
Okay. Jesus Christ. So, one of the raccoons leans out the window and throws a bottle of cough syrup high up into the air. Instead of throwing it back, you just kind of throw it up and time it perfectly. So as the cops are following you, the cough syrup comes down and shatters on their windshield, cracking it a little bit and just sending dark red goo everywhere. And before they could turn on the wipers, the cigar you threw comes and lands on it. And because this is the good stuff, cough syrup, it lights on fire. Watch as the cop car just drives off the road and into a fire hydrant that bursts water out. So it puts the flames out so they don't die.
Good.
But the cop car is out of commission.
It drives into the fire hydrant. Everything stops for a second and then it just blows up.
No.
Two cops roll out before it explodes.
They just... After the explosion, they look all burnt, and their beaks run backwards.
And the cops are not... It's a nice sentiment, but the cops are not dead.
Of course, you know, this means war.
Oh, man, you guys are in a mood tonight.
Yeah. Well, we're playing raccoons in a race, so...
Alright. So, speaking of race, we're going to come to another...
Oh, shit, we're racing. I forgot.
Yeah. What this whole game is.
thought we took out that sucker.
I'm just moving him back.
Alright.
Alright, so, we're coming up on another stretch.
We should be pretty far ahead.
You are. So, but this one's going to be a little longer. One. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven.
Damn!
And we
That's
got... What sort of obstacles are here? So, it's a city street. You turn down onto the street.
Oh, what if there's a limbo bar, so we have to limbo under it?
There's a street festival.
That's
going
for the
on.
Penny part in.
Oh, yeah.
There's a street festival. So, literally, each street is lined with stalls. So you've got, like, two rows of movement in here. But there are groups of people all over the place making things more difficult because they're humans.
Just run them over.
You come in, like, right there. Perfect. And these other two are following close behind you.
All right.
Raccoons, it's time to race.
What's our speed
actually,
right now?
One sec. There's another group of
people
there.
Have four at the moment.
Well, no, it drops to zero for the start of each.
Oh.
Each section?
Yeah.
Nope. Oh, I don't know if the right side's up anymore. It probably was.
I need another index card. I'm sorry, Mike, I touched you. Again.
Mike's not here.
Mr. Microphone.
Dabood.
Nice. Oh, smart.
Why don't you just use the die?
But this is a four-sided die, I put five. I know what you're going to say, so that's...
All right, so what are you...
Wait, what am I going to say?
Because I have all these other dice here.
No, I was going to tell you to find a five-sided die.
All
right. I don't think you could do that.
I think someone's made a five-sided die.
I know you. I've seen a D3, so...
All right, my probably. Die's down.
I guess I'm going to Google it.
All right, let's see what you got. Accelerate and an action. So what's your action, Eric?
I'm going to lean out the window and hiss at these people in the crowd. Hopefully they'll get terrified at a rampaging car being driven by a raccoon and a dog. And they'll start going wild, which will probably start spreading to the rest of the people in the crowd. It's just like start a riot.
All right. Roll ferociousness.
I got four on that.
Wow. All right.
I don't think my backstory could tie into that.
I know. Five-sided dice look weird.
What?
I don't think so.
Three successes.
Three successes. Okay. So you hiss and scream at this group of people.
And I figure them getting excited gives us enough time to move past them. So
well, you just move one. Because your speed is one.
Oh, right.
But, yeah, so they, these guys pull up right behind you. But, yeah, so the fear is starting to spread. So what's your next action? Raccoons, race. Alright.
Ooh, we're gonna go fast.
Yeah, so that brings you... Oh, I forgot to roll for your damn... No, nothing. Alright, so you both accelerate, so you just barely miss those people.
Speed of three right now.
And pull ahead. The panic is spreading, and these people have now sort of come out over there.
Well, these people, that I...
Yeah, so they're moving this way. So, Draxon gets to manages to pull ahead, but Pill has to turn again.
Otherwise, he'll cause lots of damage to those people with his penny farthing.
Yep.
Or maybe the people will cause lots of damage to his penny
Your speed is three. You got two successes.
Yeah.
Could this no, we probably kind of... We need to make contact with the racer to run them off.
To drive them off the road, yeah.
What if the cop car's siren, which blew off the top of its car in the huge accident it had...
It did not land on your car. You don't have a cop siren.
Well, I might need it. Well, what if it just struck Pill in the back of the head?
You're a little far away from that, because also remember, the car didn't explode. That's just what you guys said.
No, what happened is it hit the fire hydrant, and the fire hydrant's water pressure blew the siren right off the top. But it was a second later, because it took a second for the water to come out of the fire hydrant, which is why it's so
You could stop.
No. Alright, well, in the riot that was occurring here, they knocked the roof of one of the stands off. And the roof is a heavy metal roof, and we were able to kind of pull the car up on the wheels into that ramp and get our maneuvering.
Can I edit what you said?
No. Yes.
The roof does fall off of this stand. But instead it forms a ramp, and we use it to jump over those people.
Okay.
I'll use my balloon to help.
The balloon helps.
Perfect. Okay, yeah, so you jump over those people. There's a slow motion shot, Free Willy style.
Oh, can we do a barrel roll thing?
You only got two successes.
One to jump and one to barrel roll.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
So there's a Free Willy style shot as the people look up, and there's this car, this big truck barrel rolling. And as they look up, there's a slow motion shot of like two raccoons inside.
A raccoon
and a dog. A very weird looking dog.
And one is holding a balloon.
Yeah.
The other is smoking a cigar.
All right, so you're almost out of this street fair, but you've got one, maybe two turns left. Raccoons, what do you do?
Oh, I know what I'm going to do.
All right, let's see them. Action and use item. All right, so you accelerate out of here. Eric, what are you doing?
I'm pulling my balloon back inside so it doesn't pop or fly away.
Okay.
And Chris? Sticking my head out the window and yelling, "What back are?"
Okay. You try to summon Chilly Willy again.
Yeah.
Your speed is still 3. Let's see. I actually rolled a 1!
Uh-oh.
So you do that, you pull off that sweet jump, but you hit the ground hard. So you take 1 damage.
Alright, we have 4 damage left.
So we took 6?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Alright.
Remember when we rammed into things before because we forgot what order of turn is?
Also on purpose when it was the fruit stand.
Right.
Yeah.
And that car.
So you pull ahead. These guys are weaving through the crowds of humans. Let's see, what are we at? 1:17. Alright.
You win!
I don't know.
Game's only allowed to go on for 1 hour and 19 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, I don't feel like there's too much left unless you want to just keep running through obstacles.
Mm-hmm. Why don't we do, like, one more...
Well, I was thinking one more big one to finish off.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So, let's get these guys off.
I might be able to erase what's on there. It's not that much. We could be big, constant erasers.
Oh, yeah, I forgot we already used this one.
Yeah.
Just dip it in whiteout.
Yeah, we'll just...
Don't you have a whiteout bat?
Yeah, but it's out of whiteout because we use it so often.
Yeah. Sorry.
We dip a lot of things in whiteout.
You know what? I've got a...
Meyer just walks that in whiteout.
It's just...
Right. Meyer had a mistake. Once he dries, we're going to fix it.
Meyer made a typo once. So we,
I want to do it with the whiteout bin. It sounds fun.
Well, then we don't have any left.
Right. I'm sad.
It also gets you super high.
That's why I'm sadder.
I mean, it gets you like middle school high.
Wow.
Which is just kind of when you think you're high. Oh, Chris has a big eraser.
What is that?
I'm going to pause while we erase. Yeah. But unless you guys are going to...
I was going
to
take
the paper. They have to hear every detail. If they miss part of the game, that's not fair.
How are they going to enjoy this if they can't hear the table vibrating while you erase? And the paper crinkling.
Yeah, all right. I'm going to pause 1 second. There we go. We're back. All right. Eric, move. This is the most complex and intricate map. So... you guys come around one last turn, and you're barreling down a street with high-rise buildings on either side. You can see the headlights from cars lining the street ahead of you. However, there's a bridge over the L.A. River that you have to get across.
Is there an L.A. River?
Yes.
Probably.
It's a man-made river.
Okay.
And it's a drawbridge for some reason, and it's up. So, there's a jump.
Where did it come from?
But this time, you have to jump a river.
Okay.
This is the ramp.
Yeah.
It's the only way over. Otherwise, you crash. So, where's your truck? So, you're coming up. You guys are not in the best position right now, though.
Why not? We were way ahead.
That's true. You were ahead. All right.
They were, like, still trying to get through people who were panicking, and a ramp that knocked over.
So we can't... So, just to ask,
yes.
In this position, if we turn and accelerate, we'll hit this?
Yes.
But we have to accelerate because right now we're going zero, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, you would move, like, one space for now.
Okay.
But if we turned right now, we would turn toward one of these things and then move.
Yes.
So we definitely want to accelerate.
Not too much.
Because there's another obstacle right there.
Okay.
You need to weave through that stuff to get to the ramp. And then there's something blocking right before the finish line, too.
Oh,
hey.
What is it?
It's a shipping container.
Why? That's where they keep like the confetti and stuff for the victories, but there was a miscommunication. It's in front of the finish line.
It was supposed to be on the side of the road, but they put it right in the middle.
Are these all shipping containers?
They're boxes of various types.
Okay.
So if we don't accelerate, no, we'll be staying still.
No, he said we'd move up one box.
No, actually, I mean, you would be staying still, so you have to accelerate at least one.
Okay. Alright, and even if we both accelerated, we wouldn't crash yet.
Not yet. It would be tight.
Okay. Alright, then. All right. Like to live dangerously. I also like to live dangerously. Stay. Sir, I suggest you hit.
What is this from?
Austin Powers.
Right.
The first one. He had the first guy, number two, hit when he had like a 17 and he got a 3. And then Austin Powers had a 7 in his tape.
Not much I could do with it.
I think the dealer had like a 12 or something. It's still, of course, still on.
Yeah.
So do we have anything in the back of our van? Or is it just...
Bowling balls. Well, wait, we have to have something. Our little, like, raccoon beds.
Okay. You have your little raccoon beds.
And a nightlight.
No.
A lantern.
No.
A ravenous dog.
You have 12 of those.
All right.
One of those, one of those lights that sticks onto things that turn on when you push them.
Okay.
I'm going to turn that on.
That of batteries.
12 pack of batteries.
All right, what do you do? Pick your
idea. I have no other bad ideas.
All right. So
you're both accelerating.
Yeah.
All right, so move yourselves up 2. And then Pill pulls ahead right in behind you.
I know exactly what I'm doing now.
And Drexen is coming up behind him.
It's a really fast penny farthing.
Yeah.
All right, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Did Chili Willy answer my call?
Oh, yeah, you did. I forgot about that.
Okay. All right.
What do you want?
I think he's just perched on our side view mirror waiting for directions. Okay.
All right, so let's see what you got.
Hold on.
The light now.
We've been pretty cartoony, so I'm gonna try. I'm gonna try this.
Oh wait, I have to roll your speed at the end.
One die.
I got a one. So take a point of damage.
Okay.
You hit a big pothole.
All right, we have three damage left. We have three health left.
All right. I know what I'm gonna do.
All right, let's see what you got.
I know what I'm gonna do.
All right, it's a good thing one of you decided to turn.
I knew Eric was turning, because he decided very quickly.
So what's your action, Chris?
I'm going to tell Chilly Willy to use his woodpecker beak to bang one of our dents out and, you know, heal us a point of damage.
All right, make a roll chutzpah.
And this is racing, so, right?
Okay, sure.
Yes, yeah, working with your car is part of it.
Two successes. All right. And a duck.
So take away a point of damage.
Yay.
As Chilly Willy swoops in through the window and boom, 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 bangs out a dent. All right, so you turn and then speed forward two. You're coming close to the edge of the building there.
Would this require just one turn or two turns?
Yeah, that looks like a two turn to me.
Okay,
yeah.
So.
And that's to the right.
Yeah. Pill comes up behind you. And turns and manages to pull right behind. Yeah. Draxon's coming in.
With his burnt crotch.
Suddenly, from a side street you didn't notice, Ronklebim comes bursting onto the scene, ahead of you now. Somewhere along the way, they found a shortcut.
Ronklebim! We placed our dice already. We knew what we were doing.
Well, I still have to roll two for your speed. Alright, nope.
Alright, so we're turning twice, and then we move up two, right?
Yep. So they're come. Pill's coming. He's right behind you.
He's into the water.
Draxon's following. Runklebim skids. So Runklebim is technically a space in front of you, but has not made the jump yet. Raccoons, pick your actions.
Alright,
well. Okay. It dies right by Runklebim.
Oh, jerk. Oh, please, I hope. All right. Good.
Okay. So that's a turn
Chris's
left.
Chris has noticed that I tend to be the steerer.
Even though that's Chris's job.
Yeah, we're doing each other's jobs. That's true. I keep accelerating and you keep turning.
All right, so you turn and speed forward. So your speed's three now?
Yes.
Which is good because the gap is two spaces. So you vroom, one, two, three, land on the other side. Runklebim speeds up behind you and vroom, they're in the air. So they have not crashed.
It looks like a grass.
Pill comes up. Draxon's right behind him.
Oh, we can't really confer.
You can't.
All right.
You have three spaces to the finish. Oh, wait. Speaking of spaces, and three. You got one success.
So could we say we hit the ramp at kind of like an angle, and now we're back?
Sure.
Oh, yeah, because it's an obstacle. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. All right, I know what I'm doing.
Okay.
Just know, your speed is three. And if you just keep going that way, you're going to crash into a building instead of hitting the finish line.
But two will stop us from crashing, right?
Yeah.
Wait, two? What do you mean two?
If we slow down, our speed is only two.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So tense, Gracie. Can you feel the tension?
I had one idea, but I'm also leaning towards the other idea.
Well, pick an idea.
Right, I can't say which is which.
Nope. I know. Turn right and accelerate.
Yeah.
Perfect. What are they going to do, Gracie? What are they going to do?
I mean,
I know what they're not going to do.
Put their faces on the table.
Don't.
Eric.
That's my table. Get your goddamn face off it. Alright, good.
Alright, let's see what you got.
I didn't pick yet. Hold on.
Yeah, I did.
I'm assuming Eric, since he's already put his down, is probably doing the responsible thing. So, I'm just going to do this.
Alright, let's see.
Okay.
Alright, so Eric breaks. Chris, what's your action?
I'm going to stick my head out the window and yell, Woodpecker!
Oh, he's in the truck right now.
Oh, okay.
Because he just pecked out that dent.
Then I'm going to tell him to...
Pop one of the tires.
Pop one of his tires.
All right, make a chutzpah roll.
And this is racing? It involves tires.
No.
Every race involves using a...
No, he didn't do it. One of them did.
All right, so you watch. You tap the brakes as
I
you
hope
pull ahead.
Really is okay,
your speed drops to two. Runkelbim... careens through the air. Chili Billy goes to try to peck
up. Who the hell is Chili Billy?
It's Chili Billy. It's Chili Willy's formal name.
Oh.
But
that's Chili William.
Sorry. Uncle Bim just plows through him as he lands.
No!
And skids this way. Chili Willy just goes flying off.
Okay, he's okay?
You don't know.
No, he's alright.
He's probably fine.
They said in the rules specifically that none of the raccoons will die, so I'm imagining that Chili Willy won't either.
He didn't say anything about woodpeckers.
He probably just dropped a cigar.
He definitely dropped a cigarette.
He smokes cigarettes.
Pill hits the ramp. Draxenberg comes in behind him. Your speed's two now. That's one success.
Can we bump into this crate and knock it over this way?
Oh, I like that.
You'll take a damage.
That's fine. Chili Willy just fixed us.
Sure. So take a damage.
And the finish is there.
Yep. So the crate gets shifted. So now it's over here. Runkelbim is about to have a really bad time.
He's about to crash two times in a race.
Yep.
All right.
One last time, guys.
Now we're facing... like this?
No. You're still facing this way.
Yeah, but
you're one space away.
Right. So
okay. Right. I see Eric's picked one already. I'm gonna once again assume that he is doing the responsible thing.
I hope you flipped it up, Eric.
Going to do this.
All right. Damn. Mm-hmm. What are you using, Chris?
Oh, I'm gonna blow a smoke ring with my cigar.
All right, so your truck straightens out. You hear a deafening crash as a Runkelbim slams into the shipping container. I don't know why that's there. Rant leans out and blows a perfect smoke ring out the window.
And Pill drives through it.
That forms into the shape of a middle finger.
Yeah, I blow a smoke middle finger.
We'll make a chutzpah roll for that.
Eric. All right, we'll just do the ring. That
one. No, it's fine. So yeah, you blow a smoke middle finger as you cross the finish line, and the raccoons win.
The raccoon and dog win.
Pill and Draxen land hard behind you and come in a few seconds. Runkelbim never manages to cross the finish line.
And that's what he gets for that.
There's a whole bunch of celebrating. People are like pounding on your van, your truck, and screaming.
Take the remaining three damage and it falls apart.
Woo! Yay! Go! What's your team name?
Oh. Rocketing Raccoons.
Go Rocketing Raccoons! It's a weird name, but you guys are awesome!
It's definitely strange, since it's only one raccoon and then a dog.
Yeah. Well, no, they don't realize you're raccoons.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to rip my dog mask off and say in raccoon, "Hi, you stupid dogs, you were bested by raccoons!"
Everyone stops and just stares at you. What's up with that dog?
It's wearing a raccoon mask under its other dog mask.
Then you guys drive off and head back to your Wal Mart's parking lot to repair and regroup.
Where Chili Willy meets us and tells us, "I'm perfectly fine."
You want an invite to the next heat?
Hell yeah. And $4,000.
3,998.
Damn it.
Okay, yeah. There's probably a fee for knocking over that fruit stand.
Yep, you gotta pay for the fruit. Mm-hmm. Alright, well that was Crash Pandas. I hope you guys enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
You're cartoony, and I liked it.
I feel like it would be better if there were more people.
It'd be more chaotic, for sure.
It would definitely be more chaotic. I feel like it could also work well if, like, there were if we had four or five people have, like, two cars, mm-hmm. and you're racing against each other.
That might work, yeah.
So there's, like, two groups in different cars. But, yeah, you know what, let's take a picture of them. Nah, fuck it.
I'll send it to Ryan with the other picture I sent him.
All right, well, I got it. I got my camera out already. Eric, just back up. This is the dramatic finish. I don't know, turn the flash on.
Right. Well, I'll send him a picture of Eric then.
Okay. Poor Ryan.
God, these pictures of Eric are always horrible. I mean, hi, Eric. Nice to see you.
All right, that was the dramatic finish. All right, well, listeners, sorry that was a shorter game. But it is what it is.
It doesn't always have to be long to be good.
Keep telling yourself.
Good things come in small packages.
Alright. Don't think of it as small. Think of it as undiluted.
Good things come in undiluted packages.
Alright. Well, from, this is us signing off from Rant and Rick. Any last raccoon thoughts, guys?
Not really.
Hold on, wait.
What are some of the raccoon facts you found out before?
I mean, thinking about how they like to wash their food, kind of.
Oh.
Although, probably not what they're actually doing. But, I don't know how we can make that a will thought.
It's not a will thought, it's a raccoon thought.
Right.
What about, I have a penis bone?